People around Stockholm, Maine, have a special reason to watch the Olympics. A local athlete from the northern tip of Maine earned a spot on the biathlon team. Russell Currier is skiing and rifle shooting at age 26. His success is not entirely random, since his region spent years promoting its Nordic skiing roots. Maine Public Radio's Patty White has our latest report on what gives athletes an edge.
Ask people up here to describe the landscape, and more than one will call it a winter wonderland. Woods dot the landscape of rolling white fields, and snow-covered spruce trees nestle roadways. Winter is a long season, and you've got to find something fun to make it through, like skiing. Below zero temperatures aren't keeping Will Sweetser off the local cross-country ski trails. He's Russell Currier's former coach and says skiing wasn't an obvious fit for the quiet, some say slightly chubby Currier, who was around 12 when he joined a local ski program.
The first year that I met Russell, he'd been on skis obviously before, but he didn't really enjoy it that much. I think when I saw him in seventh grade, he was the third fastest seventh grader at the Stockholm school, I think out of a class of eight.
But Sweetser says Currier quickly catapulted to the top of his sport. The next year, he won a countywide middle school championship. The year after that, he won third place at the junior nationals. Now, he's in Europe training for the Olympics.
I'd say if there's one talent Russell possesses, it's the drive and ability to handle the training that he has to do in order to make that kind of game.
Skiing roots run deep in northern Maine. It started when Swedish immigrants settled the area in the 1870s. But by the late 1990s, the tradition needed a boost, so the Maine Winter Sports Center was created to reestablish skiing as a lifestyle in rural Maine. Residents banded together to clear new trails and maintain them to this day. Most recently, they've come together to help Russell Currier's parents get to the Olympics in Sochi, Russia, by holding a spaghetti supper fundraiser.
Vegetarian or meat?
Meat. Come on.
Volunteers dish out more than 300 dinners at the Caribou High School cafeteria. The crowd is filled with people who played a role in Currier's ski career. Tom Campbell used to groom a trail from Currier's house to the school in Stockholm so the young athlete could commute on skis.
At a young age, we all knew that Russell had a big engine. So we all wanted to encourage that, and that was one of the things that the community does, you know.
Former high school ski coach Bob Sprague holds back tears when he thinks how the ski program shapes many kids, including Currier, into confident adults.
And that's why we're celebrating this today. I mean, God bless him. He's done the work. There have been ups and downs along the way, and he's persevered. He's had this goal, and he's worked, and he's made it. It's wonderful. I wish I could be there.
Currier's parents say the fundraiser, in a way, makes Russell's supporters feel like they're traveling to Sochi. Debbie Currier says when she heard about the event, she assured organizers it wasn't necessary.
We could go anyway. You don't have to do this. And they said, well, we really want to be a part of it. Yeah, everybody wants to be a part of it. And of course.
Some here say Currier's Olympic bid adds to the momentum the Maine Winter Sports Center spurred when it reignited Nordic skiing in the area more than a decade ago. Getting in a quick workout the day after a race, 15-year-old biathlete Caleb Ouellette is evidence of that momentum. Ouellette says he dreams of making it to the Olympics one day, too.
Now I really know that it's possible to get to that point, coming from such a small town in the middle of nowhere.
When Russell Currier competes in the Olympic biathlon on February 8th, this community will be watching. For NPR News, I'm Patty White.